Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
This is transcribed today. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. But don't let that bother you. Don't let that worry you a bit.
There was something funny about it all.
Add it on, Ray, huh?
Mary, thanks.
Paul Talman on your trail.
Oh, I'm glad you came in right now, Tex. That reminds me. I want to ask you boys a favor, if I might.
Favor? Can we do something for you?
You can take time out from your busy schedule and listen to something that Tex and I have taped on tape.
Yes, we've been working on something for a long
with
time.
With the taping machine.
Well, you've made a program, you mean?
Yes. Now, we've heard these morning programs, Mr. and Mrs., or a man and a woman chatting amiably.
That's right. Over the breakfast table.
Yes.
They're quite pleasant.
Yes, and I thought that although they do a grand job, there's certainly no reason why Tex and I couldn't do something.
Always room for one more program of that sort.
Yes, surely.
Well, I don't know. That sounds like an unusual idea. You've made an audition of this, huh?
Yes, we have, and we have a tape.
And you think that you're going to...
What?
You think that you're going to bring this in later today? You
if
want
I
us to
could.
Well, okay, I guess we can.
All right, well, Tex, would you go downstairs
yes,
and get
I'll go
it, please?
Yes. Where'd you leave it?
I left it in the office.
You leave it in Bob and Ray's locker or where?
In the locker, that's
all right. Right, I'll go get it. I'll be back before the program's over.
Bye. Bye, Tex.
Bye. So long, Tex. Well, it's drama time right now. Today, in answer to many requests, we're continuing the adventures of Mr. Trace, keener than most persons.
The case of the sticky footprint.
It is exactly 11:59 a.m. in the clock shop of Angus Skirmerhorn, the little old clock repairer and watchmaker.
A shadowy figure pauses at the door, tries it. It is open. Yes.
He stands there, waiting, listening.
Just as I thought. 12 o'clock. Now, having checked my wristwatch, I shall go. Oh, who's there? Who's hiding behind that early 18th century grandfather's clock?
No, no, don't. You shot me. Twice.
And meanwhile, over on the campus, the student body is celebrating the team's victory over its traditional rival, Holbrook College.
We want Coach Prendergast! We want Coach Prendergast!
Fellas! Fellas! I'm just a taciturn old football crook. That means I don't talk much. But I want to say this. We got a great team. We've got a swell coach. But what's more important, we've got a fine student body.
Meanwhile, in the little watch shop of Angus Skirmerhorn, Mr. Trace, keener than most persons, stands looking down at a dead man.
Who is it, anyhow?
A senior from the college.
A fine student body.
Next week at this same time, listen to another episode in the life of Benvenuto Cellini. And remember, now you can buy Woodlow boots. Here's a message just handed to us. We've been asked by the Dean of Women to make the following announcement.
Girls will not be permitted to eat chunk-style peanut butter sandwiches in the dormitories after 9 p.m.
Smooth cream-style peanut butter sandwiches may be eaten from 9 to 10 p.m., but not on crackers.
Now, this order is due to the fact that President Crumlith is a nervous wreck from the constant crunching which has been going on.
Any girl disregarding this order will turn in her gym bloomers and go home. Mary and Tex aren't back yet, are they?
No, I haven't seen them.
I'm back.
I just made it with this transcription we made.
Well, let's set it right up now.
Boy, I almost dropped it there, running up between the fourth and fifth floor.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, Tex.
We have elevators here in the building, you know.
I know I that. I don't know what's that. The matter with Tex. Sometimes he gets
Is that
so
what
rad-
them little cars are that people walk into? I wondered where they went.
They're
I thought
elevators,
they were offices.
Tex. No.
Oh,
they're...
you're just plain silly.
Well, have you got the thing with you?
Yes, I've got it right here, transcript.
All right, well,
we
why
don't
you
have
set
time
it up?
For it now, huh?
We'll hear some music.
Yes.
And then possibly we can start it up then, see what
all
it
right.
sounds like.
All right.
All right, that'll be all right Good. With me,
That's
sure.
That's fine, yeah.
Who's going to play the music? The boys?
The trio is going
fine.
To.
Fine. Under the direction of Mr. Taubman.
That's right.
Yeah, surely.
And they're going to play Down Yonder today.
Oh, so isn't that
you
grand?
You gentlemen are already over there. Consider this as your cue. Yonder and really grand.
It was very, very good. That was Ten Finger Taubman. We wanted to remind everyone because there's been some confusion about Ten Finger and Three Finger Taubman.
You remember Three Finger Taubman was the bowling ball expert that we had a while back. And
That's
he's
right.
been mistaken for, Paul's been mistaken for him.
They are relatives, but Paul, make it clear in your mind, is Ten Finger.
Paul's the one that serves the food up there, ain't it? At that restaurant.
That's right, Tex, yeah.
Now, how about our show? You going to play it or not?
Yes, you ready, boys?
This is the audition you made for a morning husband and wife.
Yes,
show.
But now I have some announcements.
Of course, you understand we ain't really married.
No, I know that.
Well, certainly, Tex.
We're just playing the role.
So basic.
All right, go ahead.
It's only for us to go on the air. It's an audition. The show, Bob and Ray, what we could do if we had the
right.
time made available for us.
If we had the time made available for us, this
oh,
is what we can do.
Up.
Well, let's hear it. Do we have anything to do on this? Do we have to...
Yes, I have two lines. One for you, Bob, and one
right
for you,
here.
Ray.
All right. Well, is it all set to go?
Yeah. Yes, I guess we're all set.
All right, here we are.
Fine.
The following program was transcribed earlier this morning for people who are not home at breakfast.
And now for another morning visit to Tex and Mary, where we join them at their very own breakfast table.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Tex.
My, but it's good to be back in our own eight-room apartment, ain't it?
Yes, it is. And we just got home just in time for the broadcast, didn't we?
Didn't we just? My goodness, what fun we had at Sir Herbert's costume party at 277 Park Avenue, New York, New York, Plaza 10664.
Yes, and we danced all night. And then we enjoyed a hunt breakfast. Of Deary Fresh Scrambled Eggs. That's spelled DEARYFRESH. Deary Fresh Eggs.
Oh, they were good, too.
Then we had some Harmon Wheat Leek sausages.
That's the only sausage which breaks apart with no effort whatsoever.
Crisp buttered toast from our Northing House toaster.
That's right.
And then champagne, aged in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And bottled in Bond, Connecticut.
I went dressed as an assistant district attorney.
And I went dressed as a can of Dole's crushed pineapple.
Well, Mary, dear, speaking of crisp buttered toast, which you just did two lines too early.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you have some of that McTavish's imported orange marmalade with the little pieces of heather in it?
Did I? Why, I say I just gobbled it up. First, a tin of McTavish's marmalade, then a glass of champagne, then a tin of McTavish's marmalade, and then a glass of... I was green.
I didn't like the costume party last night as much as I did the costume party the night before.
No, but I didn't like the costume party the night before as much as I did the costume party the night before that.
Good morning, Mommy and Daddy. May I come in?
Why, it's our little son.
Lancelot.
Good morning,
Lancelot. Good morning,
Lancelot.
Good morning, Mommy and Daddy. I just ate my castor oil gumdrops. Every boy and girl my age should eat them. They're good.
Why, of course, Lancelot.
May I tell a story?
Surely.
What a smart little boy. What an alert little boy. What a little genius.
Yes,
what is your story, Lancelot?
Yes.
I've forgotten it.
What fun we had at the costume party 4 nights ago at 277 Park Avenue, New York 18, New York, Plaza 10, 6832.
Well, thank you, Tex and Mary, for another delightful breakfast visit. There'll be another costume party tonight, so listen in tomorrow morning for full details.
Now, Robert Elliott and Raymond Goulding present a Kirkpatrick Brothers travelogue. This is Francois Kirkpatrick.
This is Melvin Kirkpatrick. Today we take you to the Mecca of all American honeymooners, Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls, situated at the confluence of the Niagara River and the Canadian border. Happy symbol of eternal friendship. Sturdy link between two great nations, a great big wet place.
And as we speed along the wide modern traffic artery which winds like a ribbon to the north, we see a native and we stop to inquire the way.
Hello, native.
Drop dead.
And so, with pleasant memories of a happy, carefree people, we continue north until finally we approach the city limits of Niagara Falls. We run across an old acquaintance.
Ow!
Having said farewell to him, we park beside a big tree.
Correction, we park around a big tree.
And as we climb through the roof of the car, we see before us Niagara Falls.
Let us forget the falls for a moment, because strolling toward us is a familiar sight. A pair of honeymooners.
Ah, oh, come on, Margie. Ah, oh, come on, Margie. Ah, oh, come on, will you?
And as we resume our path toward the falls, we stop to admire the beautiful picture.
Get your book, guys. 5 cents a page, man.
And then we're there at the falls themselves.
And as we gaze at this symbol of a free America...
Come on, will you, Margie? Oh, hey, Margie, will you? Oh, Margie.
Far down below us, we see the Maid of the Mist, the historic little steamer which braves the roaring torrents to carry passengers close to the falls.
The sun strikes the swirling mist, causing a myriad rainbow to dance above the waters. Yes, this is Niagara Falls. Mecca of sweethearts, goal of honeymooners.
Hey, Margie, will you? Come on, Margie, will you? I'm asking you now for the last time. Okay, since you what?
And as we leave Niagara Falls, we say au revoir, Niagara Falls. We'll be back with our wives.
Well, time's about up, Robert.
Yes, we've got to be leaving today. We'll talk to you about that show, Mary and Tex.
All right, fine.
Till then, next time, this is Bob Elliott.
Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Silly transcribed boys.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.